LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This hour, the body of Jimmy Carter is headed from Atlanta to Washington, D.C. The nation's 39th president with an honor guard has been lying in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta. Soon he will arrive in Washington, where he will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. A state funeral will be held on Thursday. 100-mile-an-hour wind gusts are a possibility in Southern California today. And in Texas, it's the cold. ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas with more on continued strains on the state's electricity providers.
The cold snap has prompted the operator of the state's power grid to issue a weather watch from now through January 10th. The freeze is expected to boost demand, but the Electric Reliability Council of Texas says power should be plentiful this week. ERCOT expects very few weather-related outages.
Rules about the kinds of information you can post on Facebook and Threads are being loosened. Meta head Mark Zuckerberg, in a post this morning, says he wants the social networks to focus on free expression. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting an increase in gray wolf depredations on livestock in 2024. According to DNR data, 2024 saw 84 cases of confirmed or probable wolf depredations on livestock, up from 69 in 2023 and 49 in 2022. DNR officials also reported an increase in the number of wolf harassment complaints from residents. Managing the gray wolf population in the state has become a controversial topic, with lawmakers at odds over whether there should be a set wolf population goal or not. On Friday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order to ensure state-owned properties meet National Flood Insurance Program guidelines for floodplain management. According to a press release, Executive Order 250 provides clear land use authority requiring state projects to meet the requirements of the NFIP guidelines or more restrictive guidelines if applicable. Ensuring compliance with those guidelines will allow Wisconsin to remain eligible to receive federal funding, like loans, grants, or incentives, for state projects. The Washburn City Council is expected to select a plan for the future of Hillside Park at their meeting next week. A number of plans have been considered over the past few months, with various public hearings to gather input from the community. Parks Committee officials recommended a plan that includes a multi-use court, picnic pavilion, and ADA-accessible walkways, as well as benches and a playground in the green space. Some residents have expressed opposition to having more courts due to concerns about ongoing maintenance. An arrest warrant has been issued for a Chetek man facing drug-related charges who missed his court appearance last week. According to law enforcement authorities, 49-year-old Daryl Cole was charged with felony possession of methamphetamine and narcotic drugs, as well as misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. Cole was scheduled to appear in court on Thursday, but never showed up. He's facing up to 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine on the charges. He was out on a $1,000 signature bond. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers lose Christian Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur confirmed that wide receiver Christian Watson could be out a year after suffering a torn ACL and other damage to his right knee during Sunday's game against the Bears. Up next, the Packers face the Eagles next Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Everything is on the line. You know, it's no real do-overs. It's no flush last week. It's no none of that. It's, you know, execute when the times that they got to make a play or whatever. That's what we're going to look forward to try to do. You know, this whole week.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers with another nice Big Ten conference win, 75-63 at Rutgers. In the NBA, after losing four of their last five, the Bucks beat the Raptors in Toronto, 128-104. Bobby Portis with 20 points. Damian Lillard led with 25.
Being physical, making them work offensively, the communication, helping each other, gang rebounding. Those are all things we can control.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today, with highs reaching the upper teens. Thankfully, the winds are calm, so not much of a wind chill added to that. And tonight, we crash cold down to the single digits. With partly sunny skies expected tomorrow, we stay crisp. Highs only reach the mid-teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 9 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll break down all of the hidden symbols and why Beyonce Bowl on Christmas was so important in this political moment. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. We had a question.
Well, actually, we had a response because Sandra, listening on the live stream or watching on the live stream, she said, Jabba the Musk, I am dead. Well, we've been calling him that for a while.
For a couple months.
And because we have our very own Jabba the Musk made by Scott from Sherwood, and we did a contest to see what he should be named, and it was Jabba the Musk. So this is, Cassandra, if you're watching, all those listening on or watching on the live stream, that's our Jabba the Musk. He's
our mascot.
He's our mascot. He's looking around. He's like, hey, where'd all the freedom go?
Hey, Scott, if you're listening, by the way, we'd love a Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah,
something.
Could we get a Trump, Zuckerberg, and we have our Musk,
like a three headed Hydra.
Yeah, or like he's the Emperor. I don't know. Something. Keep it Star Wars related, of course. But yeah, I mean, it would just be hilarious to have maybe a Salacious Crumb to sit on Jabba's.
Salacious Crumb.
It's a character from Star Wars.
I know.
But yeah, so that Cassandra, I wanted to give that to you because
explain why we call him that.
Our little universe of Matt and Aaron here.
That was all courtesy of Scott from Shorewood and his friend who has a 3D printer.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for that, Scott. We get a lot of laughs out of that. We really do. Coming up this hour after the 11:30 news, we're going to do snow blowing strategies with Greg.
Oh.
Took it out for the first time yesterday, baby.
I mean, let me tell you something. This story is going to be big because it's a story about snow. I mean, a snowblower. I don't know. I'm just excited because I have one.
I know. I think that's great. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the chickens and cocaine edition. I highly encourage you to stick around for that.
It's also a local story,
It
too.
Is a local story. There's a local tie there. This Shouldn't Be a Thing, chickens and cocaine edition coming up at 11:51. Wanted to start off, though, with the IRS and you, the mm-hmm. IRS and us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Bulwark article from Jill Lawrence from a couple of days ago, Republicans' assault on IRS resources gives away their fake populist game. Republicans should back the Democrats' funding, not keep cutting it.
Correct.
Yes. The Internal Revenue Service is an easy agency to hate. None of us like paying taxes. I don't like paying taxes. It hurts me.
I mean, I don't like paying taxes, but I'm happy to pay taxes. It's weird because that's my investment in this country. I talk about it all the time.
Well,
investment.
It's paying for roads. It's paying for things. It's paying for fire. It's paying for all kinds of things.
It's the contract you have with this country. You live in this country. You should pay taxes because those taxes get put to good use.
Before the Biden administration, there was a depleted IRS. They had ancient technology, severe personnel shortages,
yes.
Severe personnel shortages, and record gaps between taxes owed and taxes paid on time.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats changed that in 2022 with the Inflation Reduction Act. It passed both the House and Senate with zero support from Republicans. The measure gave the IRS $80 billion over 10 years to improve customer service, update its systems, and increase compliance by rich people and wealthy corporations.
Yeah.
To me, that seems like a good thing.
Yes.
Maya McGinnis, head of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, said, "This seems like a fiscal no-brainer to me." Yes. But, of course, since this was passed in 2022, again giving the IRS an additional $80 billion to update things, 3 years ago, people were waiting for 2 hours to talk to someone from the IRS because they were so understaffed. That shouldn't be the case anymore. Republicans naturally trying to claw back the money ever since that went into law in 2022. Budget negotiations in 2023 cut that $80 billion to $58 billion. Democrats say in March they will try again, but keep in mind, wait times for callers in the last two filing seasons have now averaged 3 minutes, as opposed to the 30 minutes before this kicked in. A fall 2023 initiative using the law's new resources recovered over $1 billion in taxes owed from millionaires.
Yeah.
It reported another $172 million with people with incomes over $400,000 who hadn't filed a return since 2017.
I don't know how that works. Honestly,
how do they get away with that?
I do not know.
I don't understand. They must have really, really good tax attorneys.
Very good tax attorneys, to the point where their tax attorneys are like, hey, just don't do anything.
The IRS has introduced more digital tools in the last 2 years than in the past 20, including mobile tools for taxpayers, online accounts that allow people to see historical data, refund and audit status. The IRS also launched a free tax filing tool in 12 states and said they wanted to make it a permanent option in the 2025 filing season. Republicans will kill that.
Yes, yes. And if you want to know more about that, just simply go into the heavy-duty lobbying of people like, of groups like
H&R Block
and other groups that rely upon your hundreds of dollars a year to file your taxes for you.
IRS reports more than 140,000 filers claimed over $90 million in refunds and saved an estimated $5.6 million in tax prep fees on their federal returns because of this free tax filing tool, which again means that Republicans will kill it because it was good for regular people and not for wealthy corporations.
Wealthy corporations wouldn't even use this tool. That's the thing, is like, wealthy corporations have their own accounting system. They have their own ways of doing their taxes because it's different than doing it from a person, but they should just leave this alone because it just has to do with me and you.
Yeah.
Not like Exxon. Exxon isn't using this tool.
Exxon doesn't need any help.
Fair point.
Republican case against this money for the IRS has involved a lot of fear-mongering about escalating audits of everyday Americans and IRS agents pounding on their doors. But the reality of who actually gets audited is different. In 2022, the audit rate was 0.5% for earners between $200,000 and $1 million. Those with unbelievably high audit rates were low-income wage earners taking the earned income tax credits. The odds of a millionaire getting audited by the IRS were 1.1%.
Yeah.
So they weren't going after the big, wealthiest tax cheats because they didn't have the resources. And this money gave them the opportunity to go after these big, rich tax cheats instead of people on the lower end.
And what did they do? What did the Republicans do after it was passed? They shaved off $22 billion from it. For why? Why? Because your buddies are being finally held to be held accountable?
Exactly. Yeah. We can't have that. They need I need their money to fund my campaign, Greg. And if they have to actually pay their fair share in taxes, they might not give me as much money as they gave me last time.
And the people who are like you and I, the people who are making you know, five figures and less or whatever. They're saying things like, well, what about when the IRS comes for me? They're going to come for me eventually. No, they won't.
No.
If you're filing your taxes, then you have nothing to worry about. These are people who are literally breaking the law. If you're breaking the law, then yes, eventually they will get you, because here's the thing, though. They get rid of all the money. They get rid of all the resources. They take everything away. The IRS has no choice but to go after
the small fry,
because they can't go after big corporations. They don't have the resources. So they're going to keep doing what they're doing. But if you're not cheating on your taxes, if you're paying them and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing as a person who lives in this country, you have nothing to worry about. And regardless if you voted for Trump, Biden, Kamala Harris, or I don't even care, Barry Goldwater, old reference, folks, ask your grandparents, you should be for this. Because it brings more money into the nation. It's
that benefits all of us.
Yes.
That benefits all of us.
Once again, if you are against this, please tell me why. I'd love to know.
855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're talking about the IRS and Republicans' likely efforts to take away extra funding that was granted during the Biden administration to go after wealthy tax cheats who haven't paid their taxes in years.
Yeah.
Years.
And I was looking it up just because I was very curious about the eligible eligible states for those who can file their taxes directly to the IRS. Wisconsin is not one of them.
Really?
Nope. It is, in this order, alphabetical. Arizona, California, Florida, really?
Florida.
Massachusetts, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, South Dakota, Tennessee and Texas, Washington and Wyoming. That's a wide swath of America. It's not like New York, California, Portland.
Yeah.
Like these.
And Connecticut.
These are reddest of red, bluest of blue states. 12 examples.
I would think we can all agree that corporations and the ultra wealthy should be paying their fair share in taxes.
I don't know of a good reason. I don't know of a good explanation from a non-millionaire billionaire CEO that would tell me otherwise. There's not someone who could call in or text us right now and say, well, here's the case for why Amazon shouldn't pay taxes at all.
Or the Elines.
Or
Diane Hendricks.
Yes, exactly. There's no explanation that has been given so far. I won't say there isn't one that couldn't, because I haven't heard them. But I would love to hear from somebody who has a reason why
this is a bad thing.
The 1% can't, you know, fork over something.
Please, please plead their case.
Yes,
I'd love to hear it.
Oh my gosh, yes.
855-752-4842. We'll continue this discussion. The IRS and us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
Eye Survey is proven to slow GA progression.
Eye Survey. Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. That I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Calviente on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, if you have a smart speaker in your house, you can ask your smart speaker to play your favorite Civic Media station. All you have to do is say, play WAUK.
There you go. And then your smart speaker will be like, thank you, Jane. I appreciate playing wonderful radio for you. Meet more.
I don't have a smart speaker, so I actually believe you.
I have one. We have one in the house, and I consistently turn off the little hearing thing.
It's freaky.
Yeah.
It's kind of freaky.
My phone already listens to me enough.
Yeah, no kidding. Before we went to the break, we were talking about an article in The Bulwark about the IRS in 2022, the Democrats increased funding for the IRS to $80 billion. They had been underfunded for years and years and years. And Republicans clawed that back to $53 billion. Now I'm sure with the next Trump administration, they're going to try and kill it completely. According to this article, the end game in starving the IRS of money is not to make it better for normal people or reduce taxes on low and middle income taxpayers. No, it's to make sure the billionaires and millionaires in Trump's circle don't have to endure those pesky tax audits or nudges to pay up what they owe.
Can I ask a millionaire or billionaire to call us up right now and tell us
why they deserve this?
No, not so much that. It's like if, like, Mark Cuban famously last year paid his taxes fully and he showed the check.
Big chunk of change.
It was like $232 million.
Yeah, it was a lot of money.
I don't know if you all know this. He's still rich. Like,
he's still really rich.
Like, disgustingly rich. Like, offensively to some people, rich. If you have to pay your fair share in taxes, whether it's $10 million, $20 million, $100 million, you're still going to be rich. Like, really rich.
Really, and really
by
rich.
By the end of the year, your investments,
you're going to get it all back.
Your interest, it's all going to be right back in your account. I just, no one can explain that to me. No one can explain to me the financial hardship they will go through if they have to pay their fair share.
Well, isn't the argument that they're already paying more than anybody else? Why should they have to pay more?
What are they paying?
855
The silence.
855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, Millionaire Jim from Brookfield on the line. I'm assuming, Jim. Good morning, Jim. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say about this?
Thank you, Jane and Greg. Yes, I can honestly say I'm not quite a billionaire yet, but when I reach that level, I'll call you back, Greg, and say, why? I need more tax cuts.
Yes.
But anyway, this whole issue is a classic example of how well the Republicans and the right can spin and control the message.
Yep.
Instead of getting the message out that the IRS needs more funding for more agents because it takes 20 to 30 people weeks to do Elon Musk taxes, where it takes one person maybe an hour or two to do Jim's, Jane's, and Greg's.
Yeah.
You know, they probably do them all in a day. And what would they get from us at most? 20, you know, 10, 15 bucks at most, whereas from Elon Musk, we're talking millions, obviously. But to show how that spin, you know, is so blatantly and just dishonestly and fundamentally spun incorrectly, Charles Grassley, the beloved, or honorable, not beloved, the honorable 90-year-old senator from Iowa,
yeah,
literally was giving the message that armed IRS agents were going to come to,
yes,
your average Joe house, you know, armed agents are going to come there and to collect that extra $2.34. And I just think that's criminal. And the way they spin that incorrectly, falsely, you know, how can these individuals even sleep at night just to protect their buddies?
Well, you know, Jim, I'm glad you brought that up, because before they passed the 2022 bill that funded them, it was 72,000 agents. They kept saying 72,000. They made it seem like this new version of the FBI was going to come to your house,
kick your door in,
and take your kid's piggy bank and run away with it, when really all they wanted to do was to say, hey, let's update the software from the 90s.
So people don't have to wait and wait on the phone for an hour trying to talk to an IRS agent.
But you're absolutely right, Jim, too. The Democrats cannot manage this message.
But this goes back to information deserts. And if you do not have access, right, Jim? If you don't have access to the opposite side of it and you're only hearing one side, that's what you're going to believe.
Total misinformation on social media and the media in general. And when you get a heavy dose of one side, one network in particular, or all the, you know, false posts on Facebook, that's exactly what you're going to believe. And the Democrats somehow, or anybody, you know, with a fair and, you know, really, truly fair and balanced mind, needs to figure out how to control the spin and the message. Because obviously with the results of this past election, the message and the proper spin's not getting out there and being balanced.
No question about it. Thank you so much, Jim. Call us back when you're a billionaire. We'd love to hear from you.
Borrow like 20 bucks, please. The thing, though, I would say is like news desert is I get that, but if you access to one source of information and you're getting it from whether it's television, your phone, or your computer, you have access to the other side. You're choosing not to.
Oh, and there's a big embrace of willful ignorance.
Absolutely. And they've said this. They've said this in interviews. People have said, they like, I just don't want to think about it too much. And I get it. We have lives. We absolutely have lives.
Of course we do. But this affects your life.
Yes, it does.
This has a direct impact on your life. Mm-hmm. And I understand the wanting to take a break from the news because it's exhausting and it can be depressing. But sticking your head in the sand isn't going to help you, because this is all going to affect you whether you educate yourself about it or not. Jack from Merrimack texting in, corporations are paying a fair share. When America was great in the 1950s, corporate revenues paid about 30% of government bills. Today, thanks to corporate welfare giveaway in 2017, they now pay about 10%.
Yeah.
At the height, there were tax rates up to 90% back in the day.
Yep.
When America was considered great. And then Ronald Reagan started undoing all of that.
That's a whole other
discussion. All right, news coming up next when we return. Adventures in Snow Blowing with Greg. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Legislature is back in session after lawmakers were sworn in on Monday. With new district maps across the state, 54 Republicans and 45 Democrats were sworn into office with drastically different goals for their terms. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers proposed an expansion of the state referendum process to allow citizen petitions for constitutional amendments. Republican leaders say they are not likely to support that plan and intend to focus their efforts on a tax cut to send the state's surplus back to taxpayers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing energy-saving tips to help residents keep their utility bills down. As winter weather arrives and the sun sets earlier, Wisconsinites may find themselves paying extra for electricity and heating. To put a dent in that higher-than-usual bill, DNR officials are suggesting residents do things like lower their thermostat when leaving the home, keep shades open during the day to allow sunlight to heat their home, and check their homes for cracks or holes that may be allowing that heat out. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will hold a virtual public hearing on potential changes to deer management units in the state's Northern Forest Zone on Wednesday. DNR officials are considering a return to habitat-based deer management units rather than continuing with the county-based system. They say the change could allow more harvest opportunities for antlerless deer in more abundant areas while setting limitations on areas with a smaller deer population. The meeting can be found through the DNR website. The Great Lakes Aquarium in Duluth has announced a notable increase in attendance in 2024, with big plans for next year as well. According to organization officials, over 225,000 people visited the aquarium in 2024, an over 5% increase over 2023 attendance. They credited their new Oceans Alive seawater exhibit for the increase after seeing a record-breaking summer following its opening. In 2025, the aquarium is planning a Lava to Lakes exhibit, which will include a pool where visitors can touch the sharks. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono was the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today, with highs reaching the upper teens. Thankfully, the winds are calm, so not much of a wind chill added to that. And tonight, we crash cold down to the single digits. With partly sunny skies expected tomorrow, we stay crisp. Highs only reach the mid-teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. All are invited to take advantage of Ruby's Pantry for a $25 donation. You'll receive an abundance of food. All are welcome the second Saturday of each month. From 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., the distribution is at SMC Limited, located on Griffin Street right here in Amory. Ruby's Pantry, another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, Tim Dennis, host of the Darkness Radio podcast, joins the show. Then we talk about the Milwaukee comedy scene with comedy sports head coach Mike Kauf. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
December comes.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter after the noon news. Todd Alba takes over from noon to 2 p.m. with the great Todd Alba Show. He'll be speaking with Jack Kelly. He's a Wisconsin Watch reporter with a new piece on what to expect for the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Oh, boy.
In April, it's going to be here before you know it.
Yep.
And we will be talking about this quite a bit in the upcoming months. When we think about the fair maps and what fair maps have accomplished and actually made things a little more balanced in Madison for the first time in 15 years.
Yeah.
If we disrupt the liberal majority on the court, that's all going to go away. And we're going to go back to gerrymandered maps and elected representatives who essentially do not have to respond to your concerns. Because they're locked in and they're safe.
Yep. It's, I just don't want, I don't want to see, well, Janet Prosay, which got in there. Well, we got to make it conservative.
Now we got to balance it. Now we got to balance it.
All right. Next year, got to make it liberal again.
No, just like,
and Brian Schimmel is not going to stand by and just be a balanced judge, in my opinion.
No,
not at all. That's just me. That's just the things I think. I've been thinking of the things.
Well, we'll be hitting this more as we get closer and closer to April. I'm sure the ads will start any time now, because the last one with Janet Protasiewicz was the most expensive Supreme Court race in Wisconsin history.
Yes, it was quickly decided too.
Yeah.
The people of Wisconsin made their voices heard.
Well, I maintain, and I said this for leading up to that, and I still mean, Wisconsin does not like people who cheat.
I don't know anymore. I don't know, Jane. I don't know anymore.
Well, but I think people are tired of nothing getting done in Madison, and Popcorn King and all the rest of the Republicans and Democrats to take it off for 10 months.
Yeah.
And nothing happening, and then gaveling in and gaveling out on things that people actually care about, like red flag laws and medical marijuana and things like that.
And abortion.
And I think folks are fed up with this attitude that they don't have to respond to what their constituents actually want.
Well,
and if we want elected representatives who we can hold accountable, we don't want gerrymandered maps.
Yeah.
Because that's what gave them the power to do nothing, and they were really, really good at it, accomplishing nothing. Let's move on.
Can I have some sad breaking news?
Yes.
Peter Yarrow of the folk group Peter Paul
and Mary.
He just died.
How old was he?
He was 86.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's a group that I grew up listening to because of, like, the music was in the house, and also you just heard them on the TV shows I watched, because every show I watched was canceled 20 years before that.
That explains it, because I grew up when they were in their heyday. Paul and Mary, Puff the Magic Dragon, and
they did a great version of "Leaving on a Jet on an Airplane."
Yes,
Jet Airplane.
Yes. Peter Yarrow gone at the age of
86.
86. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
We're going to switch gears and lighten things up a little bit for the remainder of the show, and of course we're going to wrap it up with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." Today it's the Chickens and Cocaine edition. Little local tie there. You may want to stick around for that. But Adventures in Snow Blowing with Greg Bach. You got your very first snow blower ever.
I did. And I bought it at a local hardware store, made in Novant, called Ace.
Good for you.
I love shopping at Ace. I'm an Ace or a Blaine's guy. Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Those like that too.
Yeah. Bought one. I bought the brand's called Ego. I don't like the name, but whatever. It's weird. It's all battery powered. So they're like Milwaukee Tool. Like I have a leaf blower from them. I have a weed whacker from them.
Use the same battery?
Not the snow blower, because it needs a little more power, but it's all battery charged. So you don't have to worry about gas. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. I bought it, brought it home on Sunday, knowing that we were going to have a snowstorm on, I bought it on Sunday, knowing we'd have a snowstorm on Monday, because the last time we had a little bit of snow, we had nothing, and we just sort of let, well, luckily in 4 days,
it was gone.
It was gone, but went there, bought it, packed it up. Very, very light, very transportable. So I have a feeling, you know.
Is it a snow pup or a little bigger than that?
I'm assuming a little bit bigger than that.
Okay.
It has the ability to throw snow 40 feet, and it says on there it can do, it's like, it can like do a whole car lot.
On one charge.
On one charge. And it's a little bit smaller. But it was great. Because it was the first time I ever used a snowblower in my life.
First time ever?
Ever. So growing up, I don't know about anybody else here, but like I grew up mowing the lawn and shoveling. My dad would go out there and he'd pull the snowblower out, but he never let me use it. And I don't know why, but it was just something I was never.
Did he have one of those? My father had a great big gargantuan snowblower.
It wasn't gargantuan, but it was also the 80s and the 90s. So it was just like a big, big piece of Pittsburgh steel that, you know, I feel like in his head, he thought, I can operate this. I'm not going to try. Just
don't give it to the kid.
Don't give it to the kid. So I bought this one this weekend and I set it up really easy. And I got to blowing snow yesterday, and at our house with the driveway, the skirt that leads out to the road, mm-hmm. when the city blocks that.
Yes, when those plows come by with those nice, big, hard, compacted chunks of snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they do that, that portion alone with shovels, one person takes about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. I did the whole thing in 45 minutes.
Bing, bang, boom.
Bing, bang, boom. Learned it. Felt like a real true American hero, man.
Did you feel like a manly man?
Not really, because the thing is black and green and it's very small in size. So I felt like I was pushing a pram. It was weird, but it was getting the work done. It was getting the work done.
It did the job.
It did the job, and I was very happy with it. And Bridget's now saying, well, we can take it around and do the other neighbors. And I'm like, okay.
Go ahead, honey.
Yeah. Well, also you got to charge the batteries, because the batteries still charge. The batteries are still in there. I don't know how much juice. Yeah, how much juice I have, but I want to be that guy, Jane, who just walks.
Does the whole block?
At least does the sidewalks. I'd love to be that guy. I'm not there yet.
Well, it's a little step, baby snowblower steps.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very
baby snowblower steps.
Thank you very much.
You'll get there.
Do you guys have a snowblower?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. And my husband will do that.
Yeah.
He'll go up and down the street, not necessarily up to folks' front doors.
No.
But the sidewalk, if he gets out there. But I think it's important. Everybody's going to have a different opinion on this, on snowblower etiquette.
Yeah. Okay. Give it to me.
And when you should be snowblowing.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, of course.
But I mean, sometimes you're kind of stuck because if you have to go to work and it snowed overnight, mm-hmm. you don't have much choice but to go out at 5 o'clock in the morning and start blowing.
And the thing is, in my neighborhood, I see people shoveling and snow blowing out early when they're trying to get out. And I get that. I'm not mad at that. You got to get to work. It's not like mowing your lawn at 4:30 in the morning on a Saturday. But if you're trying to get out of the house and you need to do something, then it has to happen.
I think we all appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Todd from Oshkosh listening on WISS. Sorry for the correction, but all the batteries for Ego products do work with each other. There are some that are more powerful than others, but they will all work with each other. I use my lawnmower and snowblower batteries interchangeably. Thanks for that, Todd. Appreciate that.
Yes, that is true. He is absolutely right. I could use my leaf blower battery in my snowblower. But I would get a far less, like it's
the charge isn't going to hold as long.
Yes. So,
because my husband does have an electric mower.
Yeah.
And blower.
Yeah.
Loves them.
I would totally get an electric mower next. I would totally do that. But I just bought that thing a couple years ago. It's still got a few years left in it.
Not ready to give it up yet.
No, not yet. I mean, but the product is really good. I mean, like you said, you can interchange the battery. Oh, I should try my leaf blower with the snowblower battery. That thing will blow those things to Mequon.
Well, and what's great, actually, with the snowblower, if the snow is light enough
mm-hmm.
and fluffy enough, because my husband's done that too, you can just use the blower.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And The other thing, too, I learned in this riveting conversation we're having right now, I know, snow blowing. It's a Wisconsin thing, but also I learned about the strategy of it all.
Snowblower strategies.
Yes. You got to start. So, like, we have our yard, and I got to start with the side that I drive on. I park my car on.
Okay.
Because if I don't do that, if I start with Bridget's side, doing it all over again. I learned that once.
Where you're throwing it.
Exactly. Exactly. And some people call it a snow thrower because they think they're really cool.
Is it a snow thrower?
And some people get all, like, weird about it. So
PJ on the live stream says, I have the Craftsman lawn and garden tools. I wish they would make a snowblower. It's 20 volts.
Dang. That's good power.
That's good power.
That's good power. I mean, oh man, Alicia on the live stream says, I hate it when I have to clear the snow before work. I leave for work at 3 a.m.
Oh, Alicia, I feel for you.
That's where I would, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with someone doing that. But also, like,
well, you don't have a lot of choice.
No, you don't. You do not. And, but also gets to the point where, like, because last year we almost like, hey, maybe we'll just hire someone to do it. And they're like, no, we got to do this ourselves. Because we almost hired someone to do it. We actually did hire someone to do our lawn. They showed up once.
Once.
They never showed up again. I know.
Was it knee high or something?
No, not at all. Not at all. They just forgot about us, which is fine. Then I just started doing the lawn. Point is, this is for me. Personally, really cool. We have a snowblower. It's those tiny little things that make you feel more and more like a homeowner.
Absolutely.
You know,
and it's acquiring all the accoutrements.
Ooh, that's a fancy word. My gosh, someone went to college.
Only a year and a half.
Well, that's enough to learn accoutrement. But yeah, it's those investments in your home that you're making to make it better and nicer and, you know, be a good neighbor, because you don't want to be the neighbor who doesn't
shovel.
And,
or mow.
Well, mowing is tough sometimes when you're busy, okay, Jane? Now I feel attacked.
Didn't mean to make you feel attacked.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I am glad you got your snowblower.
I am too.
I'm glad you took it out for a run yesterday. Figure out how it works.
Yeah.
Everything's working good.
Honestly, I'm thinking more about the strategies. Like, all right, picturing all of the property. Where do I start to make the most? To get it done
most efficiently.
Efficiently, because that's how my brain operates.
I think that's great.
Thank you.
I think that's great.
Calvin, do you guys have a snowblower?
Yes, we do. I have not used it.
Ever?
No, we only got it like 3 or 4 years ago, and it really hasn't snowed that much, and I didn't live at home for 2 of those years. And
so you missed out.
So I've never used it.
Maybe you should get your tutorial while you're still at home.
Yeah, I probably should, but out in Eagle, there's no snow right now.
My mom said the same thing in Brookfield.
There's nothing.
There's no snow up in Brookfield.
No.
In Brookfield, that's not that far away.
Yeah, we're in Racine, and I was surprised when I was driving in this morning. Once I hit 32,
yeah,
then you could tell.
Oh yeah, it's a winter wonderland.
And in Racine, they got like 4 or 5 inches down.
Yeah,
there.
We got a lot down here in Kenosha too. So it's
all right.
I'm looking forward to the next time.
If you need a blow, no, maybe let me.
Wow.
If you rephrase that, if you need help snow blowing, contact Greg. You can email us.
Nope, not anymore.
At janesays@civicmedia.us. When we return, we're gonna wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Chickens and Cocaine Edition. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Do you want to build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Oh, Rihanna.
Okay, bye.
Wanna build a snowman or ride our bike around the halls? I think some company's overdue. I've started talking to the pictures on the walls. Hang in there, Joan. It gets a little lonely, all these empty rooms, just watching the hours tick by.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Basketball fans, women's hoops, Wisconsin at Washington tonight. The broadcast starts at 7:40. You can listen to the game on WLAK in Amory, on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WRCE in Richland Center. Women's basketball tonight, Wisconsin at Washington. 7:40, a broadcast start. Make sure you check it out. Go Badgers. Darren Van Ruden will be joining us tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin Farmers Union.
Correct.
At 11 o'clock, we're going to talk tariffs. Now that Donald Trump is returning to office, he promised he would be instituting tariffs and getting rid of undocumented workers, and the languishing farm bill.
Yep.
Which continues to languish.
Still sitting there.
Still sitting there. We'll kick that around with Darren Van Ruden coming up tomorrow at 11 a.m. It's 11:53 right now, though, Calvin. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. This from WISN Channel 12. Nick Bohr, the reporter. The headline reads, Milwaukee bar shut down after chickens and cocaine found inside. Police make the discovery while responding to a gunfire complaint. El Cielo Bar on 12th and National Avenue in Milwaukee, in a little trouble. They have closed permanently. The tavern license permanently revoked after owner Ruben Albani Colt got into a little bit of trouble. Seems that officers, when they were responding to a report of shots fired in October, officers discovered cocaine, drug paraphernalia, a suspected drug sales ledger. You want to keep the accounts in order.
Absolutely.
There's 9mm cartridges. Mm. And chickens were also located in the basement of the tavern. Up to four chickens can be kept on residential property in Milwaukee, but you have to have a permit and they have to be in outdoor coops. This was not the case. He had the chickens in the basement. He is also accused of shooting a gun out of a window. He says it wasn't him. It was just some random person walking by who fired. He also said that the bowl of cocaine police found was not his. Don't you hate that when you invite friends over and they forget to take their bowl of cocaine with them when they leave?
Well, at the very least, bring like a Tupperware thing to keep it fresh. You know, just a bowl. It's gonna spoil.
He did admit that he was raising chickens in the basement because he planned to eat them. Alderperson Jocasta Zamarripa, as Colt was testifying in November, she asked him, why did you have chickens in the basement? He said, I was going to eat them. I live upstairs. In the end, though, between the coke, shots fired, noise complaints, and the chickens, they had had enough. Common Council President Jose Perez says, I just think he knows better than to get into the trouble he's gotten into. I think the record speaks for itself, and I agree it's difficult to support renewing his license. The full Common Council did vote to revoke the license permanently at its meeting. The chickens were taken to Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control. One had to be euthanized because of its condition. The other was returned to him. That's where it shouldn't be a thing. I don't think you should give the chicken back.
So that whole story, 2 minutes lead up to, shouldn't get his chickens back.
Well, obviously, you shouldn't have, I don't know, a drug ledger and 9mm ammunition
and
a bowl of cocaine
and
four chickens in the basement.
Yeah.
But again, do we really want to give this chicken back to this guy?
We can have Maddox on the show and ask them why.
I'd love to. We've had Maddox on the show before. I don't think it was up to Maddox
on
whether or not he was going to get his chicken back.
So, folks, most of the time Jane and I discuss this shouldn't be a thing. We know we're going to be talking. The very few times we'll just be like, let's surprise you. I figured the conversation would be just this. You know, hey, bowls of cocaine, guns, chickens in the basement.
In your bar.
No, folks, it was the giving the chicken back to him that was the this shouldn't be a thing, apparently.
Well, obviously, it all should not be, but I think that tipping point for me is returning the chicken.
The final straw, the straw that breaks the camel's back for you is how dare they give the chicken
return
back to the
chicken.
Man.
Well, he's not responsible enough to handle a chicken. I'm looking out for his own welfare and the welfare of the chicken.
There are bowls of coke around.
All right. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We have news coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. Maggie Dawn takes over 2 to 4. Dom Salvia, 4 to 6. Pete Schwabe, 6 to 8 p.m. with Nightlight. Pat Kreitloff starts it all off in the morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News Radio. And then Earl Ingram right before us from 8 to 10 a.m. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it, even if it's just a little bit. News coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Civic Media's own Luke Mathers will be in with a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester and your calls. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A Florida judge overseeing the classified documents case has temporarily blocked the release of the special counsel's final report. ABC's Stephen Portnoy with details.
Within just hours of being asked, Judge Eileen Cannon has done exactly what Trump's lawyers asked her to do. She's issued an order temporarily blocking the Justice Department from releasing the special counsel's report. Having reviewed a draft of it in Jack Smith's office in recent days, the Trump lawyers argued that the report's release would threaten the rights of the co-defendants in the classified documents case. They still face trial. The attorneys also argued the report would step on Trump's rights as an incoming president.
President-elect Trump at a briefing at his Mar-a-Lago estate, criticizing President Biden's decision to ban offshore oil and natural gas drilling, saying he will work to overturn the decision when he takes office. The body of former President Jimmy Carter was flown from Atlanta today to Washington, D.C. His casket will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. His funeral is set to be held on Thursday. This is ABC News.